Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Beis. We are going to pick up on daf Yud Aleph and Beis. We're going to begin with the discussion, continue with the discussion, between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, when the world was created. Was the world created in Tishrei or in Nisan? And we're going to say that they argue l'shitasam in terms of how the Mabul actually happened, how everything played out with the Dara Mabul. The Gemara is then going to ask two questions on Rabbi Elazar's opinion of how and when Hashem brought the Mabul, and it's going to answer each of those questions. And then we're going to talk about the difference between the way Chachmei Yisrael and Chachmei Umas HaOlam count the years. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to tell us about the why it is, or what the Mishnah means when it, and the Braisa means when it tells us that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Yerukos, for Maisros, for Nedarim, and it's going to tell us the din that we're not allowed to be Ma'aser min HaChodesh al HaYashan, from new things on old things, and vice versa. And the Gemara is going to tell us in Amud Beis the sources, how we know that Maaser Rishon is suspended during years 3 and year 6 of the Shemitah cycle, even as that Maaser Rishon is not suspended, even as Maaser Sheni is suspended. How we know that Maaser Rishon continues throughout all the years of the Shemitah cycle, even years 3 and 6, when Maaser Sheni is suspended. And then on the very bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss Lushanos of Nedarim. If a person takes a Neder for this year or for a year, what he means when he takes a Neder, and whether the current date makes a difference in any such Neder. So let's begin again on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We are holding at Va'azdu L'Tamayu, about halfway down the page. First words on the line are Minna Mazikin, but again, it's Kedai just to remember over here that we're going back to the Machlokes of Elazar Yeshua about when the world was created, and what the Gemara is going to try to do is going to link this Machlokes with the date of the Mabul, that the two Machlokes are Martaloi Zebazeh, that there's a Machlokes about the date of the Mabul. The Machlokes about the date of the Mabul relates to the Machlokes about when the world was created. With regard to the Mabul, the Torah tells us that Bishnas Sheish Me'el Shana L'Chayei Noach, the 600th year of Noach's life, in the Chodesh Hasheni, and again, it doesn't identify at this point in the Torah, and there's obviously before Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it doesn't identify Chodesh Hasheni from what? Is it Chodesh Hasheni from Tishrei? Chodesh Hasheni from Nisan? Just says Chodesh Hasheni B'Shiva Asu Yom LaChodesh, on the 17th day of the month, that's when the windows of Shemayim opened up and all the waters came pouring in, and the water poured down for 40 days and 40 nights, and the pasuk tells us that vayigburu amayim al aretz chamishim u'ma'as yom, the water stayed on the land for 150 days and kept on getting stronger and stronger until vatana chateva bechodesh hashvi'i b'shivasu yom lechodesh. The 17th day of the 7th month is when the teva finally rested. So the Mabul started on the 17th day of the 2nd month, and the Teva rested on the 17th day of the 7th month. And then the Mayim was Holoch v'chasar until Chodesh Ha'asiri, Ba'asiri Be'echad L'Chodesh. Until the 10th month, the water kept on receding, until you saw the Rashi Aharim, and then it was Ba'achas v'sheish mil shana, on the 601st year, Barishon Be'echad L'Chodesh, Charvu Amayim Me'al Aretz, that the water was totally dry, and Noach saw that the land was exposed and was dry, and then Bechodesh Hasheni B'Shiva Esrim Yom L'Chodesh Yavsha Aretz. In the 2nd month, on the 27th day, the land was entirely dry. So it all started B'Shiva Asur Yom L'Chodesh in the 600th year, in the 2nd month of the year. And the way the pasuk tells us, in the 2nd month of the year, the following year, on the 27th day, Yavsha Aretz. So according to Rabbi Elazar, holds that B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, that the world was created in Tishrei, the counting of the generations is also from Tishrei. So you have to say that when the Torah says Bechodesh Hasheni, the Mabul started, so that Chodesh Hasheni must mean the 2nd month from Tishrei. That must be a reference to Cheshvan. Sheni means Sheni Shini L'Din HaMabul, that was Nigzar and Rosh Hashanah. If you say that it means Chodesh Iyar, which is what we would normally call Chodesh HaSheni in the counting of months, because we normally always count from Nisan, so it would turn out that when the Teva rested on Chodesh HaShvi'i, on Hare Ararat, that would be in Chodesh Kislev. So the problem with that would be that if that were the case, why doesn't it already say in that pasuk, when it talks about the Mabul resting on Hare Ararat, that we were already in the 601st year, because the Shana changes in Tishrei, so it would have you would have had a Tishrei that it would have been in the 601st year. So what you have to say is that the Mabul started from Cheshvan, and therefore the Chodesh Hashvi is Sivan, so it's still the 600th year, and that's why we don't transition to say it's the 601st year yet. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, that b'nisa nivra olam, and we count the generations from then, so b'chodesh hasheni has to be Iyar, because if chodesh hasheni were Cheshvan, chodesh hashvi'i would be Sivan, which would mean that there's a Nisan in between, and at that point it will already be the 601st year. So you have to say that the Mabul began in Iyar, which is the Chodesh HaShvi, which is Kislev, and then Chodesh HaShvi would then mean Kislev, and there was no Rosh Hashanah in between, there was no change of the calendar in between. So says Gemara, Va'azul L'taymayu, both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shura, Al-Lishitasam, D'tanya, we have a braisa, B'shnas Sheshmeel Shana L'chaye Noach, B'chodesh HaSheni, B'shiva Asr Yom L'Chodesh. On the second month, 17th day of the second month, that's when the Mabul began. So when was that? Rabbi Shua Omer Osa Yom Yud Zayin B'Iyar Haya. We're 3 days away from a Daf Yomi coincidence. That day was Yud Zayin Iyar, that the date of the Mabul was the 17th day of Iyar. Yom Shemazel Kima Shokea Bayom Umayanus Mismatin. It's a day that the Mazel of Kima, there are different sections of stars that are referred to as the Mazalos. Each of them, most of them are named after Balei Chaim, that they're named after the named after creatures. There's the Mazel Tle, the different animals that they're named after. So Mazel Kima is lower during the day on Yud Zayin Iyar, umitoch shinu ma'aseh and shina kodesh baruch alein ma'aseh breishes. But the Dor HaMabul, because they acted in a way that was different than is expected of human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed ma'aseh breishes on them, v'hela mazel kima biyom, and he brought up mazel kima during the day, a time where the mazel kima is generally supposed to be very low down, v'natal shnei kochavim mikima. Not only that, he took out, he removed two of the stars from Kima, Vehevi Mabul Olam, and that's how he brought the Mabul onto the world. That's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz writes in Teferis Yonasan and Parshas Azinu that it's Yadua by the Chachmei HaKochavim that every Mazel has six large stars that light up the entire Mazel. So there are 12 times in it's twelve Mazalos, six large stars. That's 72. But the Mabul, by the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Shnei Kochavim Mekima, so it left only 70, and that's why we find the number 70 is such a significant number. 70 umos, 70 nefesh b'mitzrayim, Hashem, because Hashem told Avram Avinu that your children are going to be like the stars. So initially, what he might have meant is like the primary stars in the mazalos, that there are going to be 70, like there are 70, meaning that at some critical point in history there are going to be 70 of them, and then afterwards it's going to be nisrabe kakala kochavim, but it's going to follow the pattern of stars. That first it's going to start with 70, and then it's going to be kikoch ve'ashamayim l'rov. But first it's only going to be neged the six in each mazel. That's what Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz understands. That's how the number 70 becomes so significant. But anyway, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it starts on Yud Zayin Iyar, and the Mabul was brought when HaKadosh Baruch Hu really changed things up, where he changed around the mazalos in order to make the Mabul happen. Rabbi Lezer Omer also Yom Yud Zayin B'marcheshvan Haya Yom Shemazel Kima Ola B'Yom Umayanos Miskabrim. Rabbi Lezer says no, it was Yud Zayin Marcheshvan, where Mazel Kima is high up, and therefore it's Mayanos Miskabrim. Mazel Kima relates to the waters, and the waters are generally very strong at that point in time. But because that generation acted in a different way, different than they should have acted, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Maisa Bereshis, V'hela Mazel kima b'yom, and he brought up mazel kima during the day. V'natal shnei kochavim, and he took out two stars. V'evi mabul yolam, and he brought the mabul to the world. So the Gemara is going to raise the question: why is this a shinoi? Meaning, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you understand that normally the mazel kima was lowered down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted it up, and that's why it became so full of water. But according to Rabbi Lazar, we're saying that the mazel kima was always high up on the 17th day of Rosh Hashanah. So what exactly changed? Does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana Ma'aseh Bereishis? So we're going to get to that in a second. But first, another question. The Gemara is going to ask two questions on Rabbi Eliezer's approach over here. Bishlam, Rabbi Yeshua, I understand very well, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Haine Dichsiv Sheni. I understand why it's called Sheni. El Rabbi Lazar, my Sheni. But according to Rabbi Lazar, why is it referred to as Sheni? So the Gemara answers, Sheni Ledin. Meaning, I understand according to Rabbi Yeshua, we call it the second month because Iyar is the second month. Whenever we count months in the Torah, it's always counting from Nisan. So it makes sense that Iyar would be called the second month. So you'll call it the 17th day of the second month is Yudzayin Iyar. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, we always count months in the Torah from Nisan. So how can you call Mar Cheshvan Sheni? So Gemara says, no, it's Sheni Ledin. As Rashi points out, Shnigzra Gzeira Alein B'Tishrei Shalafanav. It was the second month from when the Gezerah was made on the Dora Mabul, meaning this is before Yetzias Mitzrayim, so it makes sense that when we're going to talk about the numbers of months, that we're not going to necessarily talk about Nisan, unless you hold Minisan Nivra Ha'olam, but anyway, if there's some other way to Cheshbon, so the Sheni would be Sheni Ledin, which is the second month from the Gezerah against that generation that they were that the Mabul was going to be brought. Rabbi Kivega raises the question, according to the Radak writes, and the Ramban writes this as well, that before Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Tishrei was the Chodesh HaRishon, because B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, it's only after Yetzias Mitzrayim that we start counting Chodashim Minisan in order to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, we've pointed out that Ramban several times, that that's why all the months, Chodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim, is only post Yetzias Mitzrayim, as a way to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what's the Gemara's Kasha in Reb Lazar? The Mabul is before Matan Torah, so you understand that Sheni would be Sheni Kipshut, to the way we would normally count the months, which pre Yetzias Mitzrayim would be from Tishrei. So that's Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. Shash suggests that nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was writing the Torah, he was writing the Torah after Yetzias Mitzrayim, when there already was a mitzvah to count from Nisan. So from Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, writing the Torah, Chodesh HaSheni still should have meant Iyar, it should not have meant Mar Cheshvan, and that's really the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara asks now a second Kasha on Rabbi Eliezer that we alluded to before, Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua Hainu Deshina. According to Rabbi Yeshua, I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something different by raising Mazel Kima at a time that Mazel Kima is normally lowered. Elder Rabbi Lazar, Maishina, but according to Rabbi Lazar, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did anything different, that he was Mashana, anything? Doesn't seem that he did anything different if Mazel Kima was already elevated. So the Gemara answers, Kid Rav Chista. Now we assume like Rav Chista, Dam Rav Chista, Berotchen Kilkulu, Uberotchen Nidonu. That since the sin of the Dara Mabel was with boiling, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just bring water, he brought boiling water. Seinachinami, Mazel Kima was already elevated, and therefore there was already room for floods and lots of water to come, but not this kind of water. There was boiling water that was brought in the Mabul, and that's why that's what was Shina. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did different. In addition to the fact that he removed two of the stars, which caused the flooding to be so heavy. Barotchen Kilkulu Ba'avera. Barotchen Kilkulu means with the Avera, Ubrotchen Idonu, and they were judged Berotchen. How do we know that? Ksiv, because it says Vayeshoku Amayim Uksiv V'Chamas HaMelech Shachacha. We talk about the anger being Shachacha. So we see that an anger generally is associated with Chamaso Ba'a Rabo, with burning. That anger burns inside of a person. So when we say that the waters were Shachacha, means from their boiling. So apparently the waters were in fact boiling. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Yeshua, we were Nidon Berotchin, and that is the Shinoi. But according to Rabbi Lazar, there's no need to say that we're Nidon Berotchin, because the the shinui was just that was the fact. I'm sorry, the other way around. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the shinui was we don't need to say that there was a shinui that we were need on Berotchin. Only according to Rabbi Lazi, we need to say that. Otherwise, just the halas mazal kima itself is the shinui. In the Maisa Rokech, in the beginning of Parshas Noach, he explains that what they're really arguing about is what sin the mabul happened because of. Was it znus or was it gezel? But hishchis darko, that where the Chumash tells us two things. It tells us that there was chamas we associate with gezel, but hishchis darko implies that that it was more of a znus related issue. So if you say that it was al gezel, there was no shalom, and that's and because there was shina maaseh, and Kosh Baruch was mishana maaseh breishis, so that would be the connection, meaning that they were mishana maaseh from the way normal society has to run by respecting each other's property. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishanda Maisa Bereshis. But if you say that the Ikar Gzar Din was on Znus, so Znus is associated with Rotchin. So that's Rotchin Kilkalu, then Berotchin Idonu. So that would be the difference between the two opinions. Rashi in Maseches Nida writes that when we say Berotchin Kilkalu, it relates to Znus, but particularly to Ashchas Zera. And that's why the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, Dafyud Beis, the Gemara talks about the Isra of Hotzah Zera Levatala, but the expression the Gemara uses is a jarring expression. It says, Kala Ochez Ba'ama Ki Ilu Mevi Mabul Liolam. That someone who's Ochez Ba'ama, someone who risks being Motzi Zera Levatala, it's Ki Ilu Mevi Mabul Liolam. Why is it Ki Ilu Mevi Mabul Liolam? Because Barotchin Kilkalu. That's what brought the Mabul. What brought the Mabul was Hotzah Zera Levatala. The Rashba quotes from the Ramban that you see from here that women are, even though women are not mitzuvah and pruravu, they are mitzuvah and hotzah zera levatala. Because one could have argued that hotzah zera levatala is a function of the mitzvah of pruravu. Hotzah zera levatala is like an active bittel of pruravu. It's taking the potential for pruravu and wasting that potential for pruravu. So a woman who's not chayiv in pruravu would not be chayiv in the iser of hotzah zera levatala. So the Ramban, the Rashba quotes in the name of the Ramban, from here you see that even though women are not chayiv in pruravu, they are mechuyiv in hashchas zera, because that's what brought about the mabul, and women were punished in the mabul as well. The women weren't saved in the mabul, so they must have, whatever the sin was, they must have done it as well. So the Aruch Huner just points out that how do you know that they were punished for this avera? It could be that the men were punished for this avera, and the women were punished for chamas and gezel, you know, for the other avera. Maybe that explains why the Torah identifies two averos, one for the men, one for the women. And maybe Berotchin Nidonu is about the men, but maybe Nashim were not Nidonu Berotchin. So that's what the Aruch Huner points out, that maybe you could say that it was split amongst the men and the women. It's hard to imagine Berotchin Nidonu would only be for the men, not for the women. I mean, if it was boiling water, l'chora, it was boiling water for everybody, but hard to ask kashas on a miracle also. So also the Gemara in Zvachin on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel asked the question, if it was really boiling water, so how did the teva stand withstand the boiling water? Wouldn't it have melted the tar on the outside of the teva? And the Gemara says that it was a nace that the teva was managed to withstand the water. Not in that the Gemara says, interestingly, not that it was able to withstand the water, but hot water, but that the water immediately surrounding the teva was cold water. And the Gemara says you have to say that it was cold water, because otherwise how is Og Melech HaBashan able to save himself by holding on to the teva? If the teva was boiling water, so he would have boiled to death. So that is al karchach. You have to say that the water immediately surrounding the teva was cold water. So the whole conversation is so difficult to understand. I mean, the whole thing is a nace. Every mitchilasavat sofa, the whole thing is a nace. So you ask kashas, how could the nace happen this way? How could the nace happen that way? There's an assumption of derech hateva in the nace. It reminds us of the Ramban a little bit. The Ramban in Parshas Noach raises the question: if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how big was the teva? The teva wasn't all that big. The teva was smaller than a football field. So the teva wasn't that gigantic, and yet it fit every single animal in the that exists. And so it should have had to have been much bigger than the Bronx Zoo, right? To fit every single animal that possibly in the world in that teva. So the Ramban says, obviously this was a miracle. So Frek the Ramban, if it was a miracle, couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just have him build a rowboat? Right? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to have him build this big, gigantic project, this big teva? Just build it a canoe, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fit everything in it anyway. So one of the Terutzim the Ramban says is that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nace, he tries to minimize how miraculous the nace looks. He tries to bring the nace as close to teva as possible. So maybe that's what the underlying assumption in the whole conversation is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to keep the nace somewhat close to teva. The Balei Atosa say that you find other terutzim as to how Og was able to withstand everything. That maybe Og Melech HaBashan, he was a giant, so maybe his makeup, his constitution, was different than the rest of us. Maybe the water was in fact boiling, but it didn't boil him because he was very strong. He was able to withstand what a normal human being would not be able to withstand. Okay, so further in the Gemara now. Tan Rabbanan, Chachmei Yisrael monim lemabul k'Rav Lazar ul'tkufa k'Rav Yeshua. The Chachmei Yisrael count from the years of the Mabul like Rav Lazar, and they count the tkufa, they count the seasons like Rav Yeshua. Chachmei Umas Ha'olam monim af lemabul k'Rav Yeshua. The Chachmei Umas Ha'olam even count the Mabul like Rav Yeshua. Uli Yerakos, so the Brisa had said that for Yerakos as well, for vegetables also, we count the Rosh Hashanah as Echad B'Tishrei. So Tana the Yerakos, the Maisos, the Nadarim. The Mishnah said the Yerakos, the Brisa says, not just Yerakos, the Yerakos, the Maisos, and the Nadarim, Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. So the Yerakos, my Ninu, what halach are we talking about when it comes to vegetables that we say the Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei? So says Gemara, Maiser Yerak, we're talking about taking Maisros from vegetables, that we view the Rosh Hashanah as Echad B'Tishrei. So, frankly, Gemara, Hainu Maisros. But then, that's the same thing as Maisros. You said Yerakos and Maisros as two different items on the list. If when you say Yerakos, you just mean Maisros, so why are these two different items on the list? Answer the Gemara, Tana D'Rabbanan V'Katani D'Araisa. We want to mention Maisros of Yerakos, which is only D'Rabbanan, and we also want to mention Maisros for things that are D'Araisa as well. Because things that are not Yerakos are Chayv Maisros D'Araisa. Yerakos are only Chayv and Maisros Midrabanan. Tosus points out, Miditnan li Yerakos Yosem Mishar Kol Peros Mashmer Dekol Shar Peros Masrin D'Araisa Masarin D'Araisa. The implication of this Gemara is that anything that's not Yerakos is going to be Chayv and Maisros D'Araisa, which would mean Peros Heilan would be Chayv and Maisros Midaraisa. It's only Yerakos, it's only vegetables that are Chayv and Maisa on a Darabanan. It's green vegetables that are Chayv and Maisa in Maisa Midrabanan. And Tosus points out, it sounds this way in the Yerushalmi in Maseches Maisos as well, that Dafka Yerakos are Darabanan, everything else is Daoraisa. But Tosos says in the middle of the medium-sized lines, Tosos writes, "Avol iaf shalom arkein." But that can't possibly be true. Did the kaman bepirkan amru meiser charuv in derabanan? Perikets amvarchin meiser tslaf mi derabanan. Perikelu overin meiser tavel in derabanan. The Gemara in several places identifies all sorts of different things that are not yerakos and says that the meiser is only derabanan. So don't tell me anything that's not yerakos is going to be chayv and maestros on a daraisa level. Vafilu te'enim, v'rimonim, utmarim, even fruits that grow on trees, d'chsivi b'kra, d'aretz chita, that are written in the pasuk that describe the shiva minim, meaning even things that are shiva saminim are p'tur min ha-maestros, lo mechayv mi daraisa, ela Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. The only things that are Chayv and Maisros on a Daraisa level are Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzar, which means Dagon is grain, Tirosh and Yitzar is wine and oil. That's it. Other than that, everything is only Chayv and Maisros Midrabanan. So it's interesting that it Dafka points out Yerakos of here. Our Gemara sounds like anything, Yerakos is the only thing that's Drabanan, everything else is Daraisa, but we have many sources that suggest otherwise, that everything is Drabanan except for Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. This is in fact a five or six or seven way machlokas rishonim in terms of what's chayiv d'oraisa and what's chayiv d'rabbanan. The shita of Rashi over here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in today's daf and in tomorrow's daf, is that all peros except for dagon, tirosh, and yitzar are only chayiv midrabbanan. That's obviously Tosfos shita as well, and that is the shita haravid in Hilchos Maaser Perek Aleph Halachates. Many other rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, many rishonim hold that way. Nevertheless, Tosfos writes that there's a chiluk between Yerakos and other the peros. Other peros, the rabbanon make an asmachta at least to the psukim. Tosa says you can't ignore the drushos that the Yerushalmi has. That must be at least the rabbanon that has an asmachta. Yerakos are the ultimate rabbanon. They don't even have an asmachta. It's purely the rabbanon. So that might be a difference. But still, it's all the rabbanon except for Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. The Ritva quotes from a different Ravid that all Shiva Saminim are Chayiv Maisa Min HaTorah. So a little bit different. Not just Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, but all the Shiva Saminim. So with dates and figs and things like pomegranates, those are also going to be Chayiv D'Oraisa. The Shitas HaRambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Trumos and the first paragraph of Hilchos Maestros is anything that's Kidula Min HaAretz, whether it's Tevua, Kitnius, and all Peros are Chayiv Mitrumos Maestros Mi D'Oraisa, except for Yerakos. Meaning, what Tosa says our Gemara sounds like is what the Rambam holds, that only Yerakos are Chayiv Midrabanan, everything else is Chayiv on a D'oraisa level. Other Rishonim hold that Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, that Truma is Minatorah for Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, but other Maestros, Maestro Risha, Maestro Sheni, is knowing on a D'oraisa level for everything, and that's the way they solve all the contradictions. That sometimes you'll find Gemaras that will say only Yerakos are Drabanan, everything else is D'oraisa, and other sources suggest that that only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar is Daraisa, everything else is Darabanan. So some are mechalik between Truma and Meiser, that maybe that's the difference. That's another Shita of Ravid. Maybe it's a third Ravid or whatever, but it's a different Shita that they quote from the Ravid. Many, many different Shitos out there. This Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Shin Sadihei that on this issue, the Avos HaOlam have debated this issue. Ein Biyadenu LaHachriya. We have no ability to be machriya between the different shitos. Nevertheless, in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Aleph, we do have to paskin. Shulchan Aruch quotes the shita of the Rambam as would be expected. Meaning, such a massive machlokas, Shulchan Aruch generally tries to stick with the shita of the Rambam and even with the lashon of the Rambam as much as possible. So that's what Shulchan Aruch mentions over here. So anyway, so we mentioned both the Daraisa and the Darabanan. So says Gemara, that's why we mentioned Yerakos and Maestros in general. So frankly, we're listening to Daraisa Bereisha. So shouldn't it say Maestros first, then Yerakos? Because Maestros is the Daraisa. Yerakos is the Maestro Midrabanan. So shouldn't we mention the Din Daraisa first? Answers the Gemara, Aidi de Chaviva Lei Aktima, that which is more beloved, we mention first. And there is this general assumption that the Rabbanan got more excited about Dinim de Rabbanan because it's a greater Chiddush, it's something that people knew about less, so it was something that was much more exciting, so that which is Chaviv comes first. That's Aidi de Chaviva Lei Aktima. V'tana didan, Tana de Rabbanan, v'kolshke in Daraisa. And in terms of our Mishnah, why our Mishnah doesn't mention Maestros, it just mentions Yerakos, so it mentions the Rabbanan, and we're supposed to figure out kolshke in the Daraisa. It's not a classic Kal V'chomer, that if Yerakos have a Rosh Hashanah Nechad B'Tishrei, then Kal V'chomer grain has to have a Rosh Hashanah Nechad B'Tishrei. It's not really a Kal V'chomer, because there's no Kal and Chomer in terms of dating when the Rosh Hashanah is going to be. What it means is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ken Daraisa Tikkunim. That once you tell me that the Rabbanan were Masakein, that for taking Maisra and Yerakos, the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Echad B'Tishrei, so Mestama, that was patterned after something. That the Rabbanan didn't make up halachas out of thin air, so Mestama, that was patterned after the Din Daraisa, that on a Daraisa level, the halacha is that the Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei. So, frankly, Gemara, if listening Maisra, why doesn't it say Maasros? Why doesn't it just say Meiser? Meaning in the Mishnah it doesn't say anything. But in the Braisa, at least when it says Maestros, so why doesn't it just say Meiser? Echad Meiser Behem of Echad Meiser Dagan. We want to come up with a more inclusive term, a term that includes all different kinds of Maestros, both Meiser Behema and Meiser Dagan. Okay, Velisni Yerek. Let it say Yerek. Why does it have to say Yerakos in the plural? Answer Gemara, Trei Gavne Yerek, because there are different kinds of Yerek. Titnan, Yerek Hane'egad Mishayegad. Vishainu Ne'egad Mishaymaliasakli. It says Yerakos in the plural because each Yerek becomes Chayiv and Meiser at a different time. If it's a type of Yerek that's Ne'egad, that normally people bundle up together, vegetables that are sold in bundles, so the Goren for Meiser, the time that it becomes Aser to even snack on it until you take Trumas and Meisers from it, is Mishayegad, is when you put it in its bundles. But if you just fill Kalim with it, and you don't bundle it up, so then the goren, the time where you're not going to be allowed to snack on it anymore, is mishim maleas hakli. It's only once you actually fill up the kli. So that's why it's yirakos, because in the plural we have different time frames for the meiser. Tan rabbanan liket yerek erev Rosh Hashanah. If, let's say, a person picked some vegetables on Erev Rosh Hashanah before sunset, and then he picked some more vegetables from the same garden that grew at the same time after sunset, once Rosh Hashanah already started, you can't take Trumas and Maestros from what he picked at first to what he picked later on, or vice versa. Because the rule is, you can't take Trumas and Maestros from new things and old things, from old things and new things, and we determine Echad B'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Maestros, which means the Cheshbon ends on Rosh Hashanah, so last year's vegetables are last year's vegetables, this year's vegetables are this year's vegetables. You cannot take Trumas and Maestros from one to the other. So just a very simple question Tosos is bothered by. Tosos is a very short Tosos. The top Tosos is Mishatava Hashemesh B'Yerushalmi Mukila Benachri. What are we talking about? You picked vegetables in Erev Rosh Hashanah right before sunset, and then a few more vegetables right after sunset. Well, then you got problems. If you're picking vegetables right after sunset in Rosh Hashanah, that means you're picking vegetables in Rosh Hashanah. So Tosos says, no, we're talking about that there's a Nachri there that's doing it for you. The Meiri says that we're talking about it, it's a Nachri, but who Omer Al Gabav? That the Jew is standing right by the Nachri. Or the Meiri says that maybe we're talking about Shaliket Ba'Avera. Then maybe in a chinami, you picked the Rosh Hashanah and you did an Avera. The Ritva says, no, it doesn't mean Mishatava Shemesh literally. That means after Rosh Hashanah. That Rosh Hashanah was over, then you picked more vegetables. Or Al Yidei Guy, so different possibilities. But whatever it is, you ended up with vegetables from last year, vegetables from this year, but they were very close to each other. You could have picked them very close to each other, chronologically very close to each other, but nevertheless, you cannot be Ma'aser from one on the other. Pnei Yeshua raises a kasha based on what Tosus writes. We're going to see Tosus in a couple of dapim from now, that whenever we say we go basar l'kita, it doesn't mean literally basar l'kita, meaning when we say that the year of when we take Trumas and Maestros is determined based on when we pick it from the ground, Tosus is going to say it doesn't really mean that. It means b'gemar pri. It means we follow the gemar pri. That's what determines the year of Trumas and Maestros. So if you had a gemar pri before Rosh Hashanah, even though you don't actually pick it off of the ground or off of the tree until after Rosh Hashanah, it still counts as last year's produce because it all goes basar gemar pri. So that's what Tosfos is going to write. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, if that's the case, what's going on in our Gemara? You locate a little bit on Erev Rosh Hashanah, a little bit after Rosh Hashanah starts. What do you mean? It's all totally in gemar pri. It's not. It doesn't depend on the Lukita at all. So you could say no. So that's what we mean over here as well. We mean the gemar pri, that the gemar pri happened before Rosh Hashanah and after Rosh Hashanah. Then what's Tosfos doing? What's the Yerushalmi doing? The Yerushalmi saying, oh, it must be a guy did it for you after Rosh Hashanah started. If it's all the Gemar Pri, you didn't have to do anything. Just the Gemar Pri happened right after Rosh Hashanah started. Why do you have to even mention a guy? Why do you have to be creative to come up with a way that you're picking the fruits on Rosh Hashanah? You don't have to be picking the fruits. You just need a Gemar Pri on Rosh Hashanah. So Pnei Yeshua says that probably Yerushalmi holds that it's not possible to be Mavchin in such a small window of time when the Gemar Pri was. That someone had a Gemar Pri 5 minutes earlier and the other one 5 minutes later. Very, very difficult to imagine that we're able to pinpoint to such a narrow area of time when the Gemar Pri was. So he says it must be that we're talking about a case where it's definitely not a Gemar Pri. And you took some of the peiros, you pick some of them before Rosh Hashanah and some of them after Rosh Hashanah. So the chiluk between before Rosh Hashanah and after Rosh Hashanah is, since it's not a Gemar Pri, so then we go Basa Lakita. Since they never had a Gemar Pri in the ground, so then we're going to go Basa the Lakita. So Mela, the Lakita matters again. So that's what you have to assume is going on over here, says the Pnei Yeshua. It's also an interesting discussion. If you say that the Rosh Hashanah is going to be the determining factor of when we say, okay, Maestros are over, do you say the same thing with, let's say, Maestros Ksafim? Rav Zilberstein discusses. Person is invested in the stock market. So he has a stock that did very well in Elul, and then another stock that did very poorly in Tishrei. So overall, it evened out. He didn't make any money, he didn't lose any money. But does he have to look at what his portfolio looks like on Rosh Hashanah and say, okay, this is what it looks like on Rosh Hashanah, so I did well, I made money, and then give Meisner that money, even though he later lost more money in Tishrei afterwards? Or do you say, no, whenever he did, but at the time that he's giving, he's got a cheshbon. It's not that it's dafka, there's a Rosh Hashanah, there's a time of the year they have to give. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Mem Tesiv Zayin that it's a davar pashut that the revach mechashrin b'kol shana v'shana min Rosh Hashanah v'ad Rosh Hashanah, that we cheshbon the revach each year from one Rosh Hashanah to the next. In Avas Chesed, the Chavis Chaim writes that a person should make a cheshbon b'kol chatzi shana or al kol panim b'kol shana, that how often should you stop to make a meiser ksav mechashrin? He says at least every year, preferably every half a year, and if you lost money during that time, so that will meaning if you had an investment that went bad, so that will be taken, subtracted from the revach wherever you made money. So but it sounds like b'kol shana, and he doesn't. But the difference is Chafetz Chaim doesn't say Rosh Hashanah. He says every 6 months, every year. It doesn't sound like Rosh Hashanah is the key. It sounds like whenever you sit down to make the cheshbon, that's when you make the cheshbon, and then you can count from that time. Not necessarily Rosh Hashanah. It does from Shulchan Aruch. It sounds more like it's a Rosh Hashanah din. So okay. So it's a discussion in the poskim. Im ha'isa shniyah nichnasas l'shlishus. If it was the second year going into the third year, shniyah ma'isa rishon or ma'isa sheni, shlishus ma'isa rishon or ma'isa ani. Then the second year, the produce that you picked off the ground in the second year, you'd have to take ma'isa rishon or ma'isa sheni from, because years 1, 2, 4, and 5, you take ma'isa rishon or ma'isa sheni. And in the third year and sixth year, there's no ma'isa sheni. There's instead Meiser Ani, Minani Mili. How do I know that's the case? That Meiser Rishon is consistent throughout all the years, but Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani changes. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Levi, because the pasuk says, Ki sechalu la'aser es kol maser tvoscha b'shana shlishis shnas ha'maiser. So shana shein ba'al maiser echad, it will refer to a year that has only one maiser. Ha'ketzad, maiser rishon u'maiser ani u'maiser sheni yevatel. A year that you take maiser rishon and maiser ani is called that it only has one maiser because there is no maiser sheni. There is no second maiser, even though there is a second maiser, we call it maiser ani, but there's no maiser sheni. Oh, wait, Noel, or maybe you could have said, af maiser rishon nami yevatel. Maybe one could have said that maybe it really means that all the regular maisers are suspended in a maiserani year. Maybe there's no maiserishon either. There's no maiserishon, no maiserani, only maiserani. No, that's why Tamalomra, the pasuk says, Vel halvim tedaber v'amarta aleihem ki sikhu me'es b'nei Yisrael asamaser asher nasati lechem me'itam binachalaschem. That specifically when it refers to the Maaser Rishon that the Levim get, it refers to it as nachalaschem, their nachla, their inheritance. Hikishu hakasav lenachla. So we see that the Torah compares Maaser Rishon to a nachla. Ma nachla ein lehefsek, af Maaser Rishon ein lehefsek. Just like Dine Yerusha apply throughout all the years of a Shemitah cycle, so to Maaser Rishon applies every single year. We do not suspend Maaser Rishon in years 3 and 6. We only suspend Maaser Sheni in years 3 and 6. That is the first drasha from which we learn that Maaser Rishon applies consistently throughout all the years. Turi Evan says, wait a second, it's not true. Maaser Rishon does not apply throughout all the years. During Shemitah year, Maaser Rishon is suspended. There's no Chiv Maaseros during the Shemitah year at all. So how can you, that's very different than Nachal Aschem. A Nachla applies even during Shemitah year. So how can you say that they're the same? So Larach Lener says, that's not called a Hefsik. The fact that it's Shemitah year, we don't observe Maaser Rishon, is not a Hefsik. Because he says, it follows all the normal rules of Maaser Rishon. Whatever is normally Chayv in Maaser Rishon would theoretically be Chayv in Maaser Rishon during Shemitah year as well. Why is it that nothing is Chayv in Maaser Rishon during Shemitah year? It's because Hefker is not Chayv in Maaser Rishon, and just happens to be that all the Peros are Hefker. I mean, that's the din of Shemitah. In Shemitah, all the Peros are Hefker. Whoever wants them can come and take them. So during a Shemitah year, you still follow all the normal rules of Maaseros, which is that things that are Hefker are Pater from Maaseros. So that's why you don't have Maaser Rishon during Shemitah. It's not that the halachos of Maestros are suspended. Good. We have another brayse that says as follows: Kisachal la'aser shana shein bela ma'aser echad keitzer ma'aser rishon ma'aser ani u'ma'aser sheni yevatel. Just like the last brayse, that during the third and sixth year, there's no ma'aser sheni, there's ma'aser ani instead. Yachlaf ma'aser rishon ami yevatel. You might think there's no ma'aser rishon either. Tamlomer uva. Now we're going to have a different drasha to tell me that the ma'aser rishon is not suspended. Tamlomer uva halevi calls man sheba tainlo. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It says uva halevi, which implies that whenever he comes to collect Ma'aser Rishon, whatever year it may be, you always give the Levi Ma'aser Rishon. So that's the drasha. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, "No, I like the first drasha better." Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Ein Tzarich Harei Omer Velavim Tadav Vemarat Aleim Ki Yisirchu Meis Bnei Sol Samaiser Shem Nesadilchem Meitam Binachal Laschem. So we see the Torah compares it to a nachla. Man nachla ein la hefsek. I've ma'aser rishon ein lo hefsek. Just like a nachla has no hefsek, meaning that just like a nachla applies in 7 out of 7 years, so to ma'aser rishon applies in 7 out of 7 years. So ula nedarim. The Mishnah also said, or the Braisa said rather, that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for nedarim. So says Gemara Tan Rabbanan. We have a Braisa. Hamodra no mechaveru l'shana. If a person takes a neder of Hana from his friend Lishana for a year, Monish Shneimasar Chodesh Miyom Liyom. The way to count it is 12 months from the date of the neder. We don't count it based on the calendar year. We count it based on the date that he took the neder. That's if he says Lishana. But Vim Amar Lishana Zu, if he says I'm taking a neder Hana for this year, then Afilu Lo Amad El Basrim V'Tisha Be'Elul, even if right now it's already the last day of the year, it's the 29th day of Elul, Kivin once Rosh Hashanah comes, even though it's the next day, it's just one day later, his year is up, the neder is over. Even if typically we assume that one day of a year doesn't count as a full year, over here, his only intention in taking the neder was to cause himself some amount of tsar, and he would already cause himself that amount of tsar, so the neder is therefore over. So says the Gemara, Ve'ima Nisan. Why don't we assume that the Rosh Hashanah is Nisan? Why do we assume that it's Tishrei? That if he says for this year that we only count till Tishrei, why not till Nisan? Because by Nedarim halach achar lashem bnei adam. By Nedarim we follow lashem bnei adam. We follow the way that people talk. And if the way people talk when they say this year, it means this year. It means till Rosh Hashanah. So that's all it means. It only means till Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't mean till Nisan, because people generally don't refer to years in that way. We go basal lashem bnei adam. In the Tshuvas Ha'elef L'Chashlomer, Rav Shlomo Kluger was asked, if you hold that Shloshim Yom B'Shana is Chashav Shana, and no less than Shloshim Yom B'Shana is Chashav Shana, how do we say in Shmona Esrei, in the Brach of Barech Aleinu as Hashana Hazos, but less than 30 days at the end of a year? If it's at the end of a year, we have less than 30 days left in the year, how can you ask for a bracha l'shana hazos? There is no more shana hazos. There's no more year left. So the Rav Shlomo Kluger says that nelema mimenu sugyas hagemara. The Sugya Segemar Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis. If you're asking such a kasha, it means you forgot Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis. Because it says, if you say Lashana Zu, even if it's Chavtes Elul, once Rosh Hashanah comes, it's also Lashana. Because Binadarim Halach Achar Lashem Bnei Adam. So if Binadarim Halach Achar Lashem Bnei Adam, Bitfila also, it's Nitkina B'Lashem Bnei Adam. It's not just Nidarim that are Lashem Bnei Adam. It means when people talk, we're supposed to use Lashem Bnei Adam. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked about the Simanim on Rosh Hashanah. So some of the simanim people use are the meaning of words, that a word could sound like the word that describes this fruit or this vegetable sounds like it's a riboy or bracha or this. What if it's a Yiddish word? Should Sfardim do such a simon also? They never had Yiddish in their tradition. He says avadanat. Of course they shouldn't use things that have Yiddish meaning, because it doesn't mean anything to them. It's all halechach halasha b'nei adam. Everything is based on the way people actually refer to it. So we have Simanim and Rosh Hashanah so good, so we should use English things that mean something in English for the Simanim. The Rosh Shlomo Kluger also says, according to the Gemara in its Kasha, that Yom Echad B'Shana is Nachash of Shana, even B'Lashem Bnei Adam, nevertheless, B'Nedarim, the Sfar of the Gemara is, the Yom Echad B'Shana is called Shana, because The whole point is Litsair Nafsho. I mean, that's the Gemara's first comment, that it was all Litsair Nafsho. So since one day it does cause him tsar, so we could assume that his Kavana is for that one day. So he says he could answer that for the Birchas Hashanim as well. You could say that it's you're asking for Hashana Azos because you're asking for Bracha. One day of Bracha is also considered Bracha. So that would be that would be another explanation why even if you hold that you need Shloshim Yom Hashanah to be considered Shana, it still makes sense to say the bracha. Plus, he says it could be that the whole Birchas Hashanah Hazos is not the Shana that we're in right now. Very often, when you refer to this year, you mean this coming up year. Like you find Zos often means something that we have not yet mentioned. Bezos Yavo Aron El Hakodesh. And what does it mean, Zos? It means the Seder Karbanos that the Torah didn't yet talk about, that the Torah is about to introduce. Zos is something that Bezos Bracha Sherberach Moshe. What's the Zos? It's not something that was already mentioned. It's something that we're introducing now. It's the brachas that are Bo Sachar Kach that we're about to mention. So Manavshach, if Yod Yom Achron B'Shanas Chashav Shana, Sashana Zos could be on the Yom Achron, and even the Yom Achron of this year, could be the whole thing could be referring to this year. If Yod Amid Yom B'Shanas Chashav Shana, so then Shana Zos refers to the coming up year, and that's perfectly fine within the confines and within the rules of the Hebrew language. Okay, but we'll pick up from Tanan Hassan tomorrow.